How's it going, mga ka-V-Pods? Hello, hello. This is your V, Jen.
And this is your other V, Ardon. Welcome to our 78th episode. Ang dami na. You are listening to V-Pods, a podcast that celebrates queer voices and experiences powered by the Tripod Network. Iniba ko, V.
I love it. Bakit ano? Hindi ko nakita yan. Char. Okay lang naman. Anyway, so V, ngayong single ka na ulit. Mm. Or I guess like before nitong last ex mo, you were single, di ba? Siyempre.
Malamang, ano ba?
Pero nagkaroon ka ba ever ng situationship, like in between those like committed romantic relationships?
Situationship. What is situationship ba? Kainis. What is situationship ba?
Actually, narinig ko lang yan. Nung una ko yung narinig kay dun sa isa sa mga favorite artists ko, si Snow Allegra. Si Snow Allegra. Wow, English. Ano pala? Filipino. Hindi, yun. Si Snow Allegra. Meron siyang situationship na song. Doon ko una yung nalaman. And then, actually, V, itong episode na to, di ba, sinuggest ko to sa'yo kasi may isa akong friend na nag-request ng itong topic na to, situation where, ano yung difference between situationship and companionship. And then, yeah, we found it interesting, di ba, to talk about. And then, we researched. Kung ano bang meaning ng situationship talaga? Ano bang sabi ng internet?
Ano daw?
Ang sabi ng internet ay a situationship is a romantic relationship that falls somewhere between being friends with benefits and being in a committed relationship. So there are no set rules or expectations for a situationship. It can be whatever the two people involved agree on. So, nagkaroon ka ba ng ganyan?
Sounds complicated, ano, V?
Actually, like, parang naisip ko lang din. Parang ngayon na lang din nag-rise itong term na to, no? Nag-rise.
Oo nga eh. Alam mo, V, ito talaga. Ako narinig ko na yan dati pa eh. Parang pag nangangamusta ako ng mga friends, mga mas batang friends, oh, kamusta ka ganyan? Tapos sabi niya, may ka-situationship daw siya, mga ganun. Parang ako, ano yun? Feeling ko itong term na to, imbento lang to ng Gen Z's. MU yan dati, di ba? Or parang nag-evolve lang to dun sa we're going out or we're dating or parang going steady. Parang ganun yata yung meaning niya. Pero kung yun yung meaning niya, yun dun sa pagkaka-define mo, in that case, most probably, parang yes, I think I was in a situationship. Pero with the intent to progress kasi siya to an exclusive romantic relationship. Kumbaga parang prerequisite siya to become official. Parang sooner or later. Ayun. Pero hindi ko alam kung yun ba talaga exactly kung ano yung situationship. Ikaw ba, V? Na naging in a situationship ka ba?
Actually, no. Like parang yung situationship ba, ang ibig sabihin niya ay like, gano'n na lang forever yung state nyo. Like you're in a situationship. Like, kasi sabi mo nga, diba, pwede kasi naman na nasa dating stage pa lang kayo, getting to know, ganyan. Pero na with the intent na ang end goal nitong ginagawa natin ay maging committed tayo sa isa't isa. I just remembered, like parang, di ba yung ibang tao, sometimes, di ba yung ibang tao, when they're seeing someone, and then, for example, they ask for a DTR or yung define the relationship, di ba? And then, kunyari yung isa sinagot na I'm not looking for anything serious. Yun ba parang it falls under situationship na yun? Kasi parang wala siyang end goal na serious or wala siyang end goal na being in a romantic commitment, di ba?
So, what you're saying, parang it's a constant state. Parang it's an agreement na, okay, where, kung ganun, hindi. Hindi pa ako nagiging in a situationship.
Like, kunyari, two years na kayong in a situationship.
Parang, hindi pa ako nagkakaroon ng ganun. Parang yun niya, as mentioned earlier, parang parati siyang with the intent to progress to a committed relationship. Committed romantic relationship.
Correct.
Parang I felt like yung stage na yon, what I call situationship, is a prerequisite before going into, yun niya, exclusively dating stage, parang ganun. Pero kung yung sinabi mo, state siya na parang, oh, nag-agree tayo ah, parang we like each other, we go out. Yun niya, sabi mo, fall somewhere between being friends with benefits. Like, you have sex, parang you have dates, and being in a committed relationship, but not exactly in a committed relationship. Yun niya, mahirap siya. Like, parang andun siya sa gitna eh. Medyo vague siya. So, hindi pa. Ikaw? Hindi mo sinagot yung tanong ko. Have you been in a situation?
Ako naman kasi, as you know, like, when I get into any relationship, parang, yun nga, parang, iniisip ko na potential to na mag-commit ako dun sa person na to. Pero kunyari ang nakikita ko lang is like for fun or anything. Sige, like parang matry ko yung like mag-go out kami a few times. And then pag hindi ko na hindi ko makita or like parang nawala na yung thought na like I would like to commit myself to this person. Hindi ko na yun, ititigil ko na yun. Like I'm not the type kasi, 'di ba, na I'm not sure. Pero I think I'm not the type of person na will drag on someone. Drag on someone. Ano yun? Tama ba yun?
Drag someone. Drags.
Hindi yun. Parang hindi ako ganun. Di naman sa yun yung mabuti or yun yung tama. Pero I'm just not the type na parang I don't know. Like, let's just use the term magpaasa or like parang magprolong ng unknown or undefined na relationship.
Vague.
Oo, like ng vague. Alam mo naman kasi ako and maybe yung mga friends ko na nagli-listen din, di ba? Parang I'm more of the black or white type of person. Ayoko like nagsistay
on. Fuck yes or a fuck no.
Oo, like hindi ako, ayoko ng gray area. So hindi ako masyado agree dito sa situationship. Oo.
Yeah, pero sabi mo naman, yung pagkaka-define naman ng internet and our Gen Z friends. Wow. Parang ano siya, whatever two people involved agreed on.
Totoo naman. Diba? Mini-clear.
Oo, parang if G sila na parang nagbe-breadcrumb yung isa. Alam mo ba yung breadcrumbing?
Crumbing. Ano yun? Ano yan? Parang Hansel and Gretel?
Parang ano siya eh, not so much. Parang enough for you to lead on. So, tama ka. Baka may paasa. May ganun. Like parang, uy, mukhang ano na to ah. At peace na to na hindi ko siya nire-replyan ah. Malambing nga. Ganyan. So lalambingin niya. Ganyan. Pero, pag sumobra na ulit, mag-ano na siya. Pupull away na ulit siya.
That's
kasi
just,
hindi
that's
man siya ready
bad.
For a relationship.
Wow, that's bad.
Hindi naman.
Char.
Diba? Okay. Pero parang ano daw, behavior daw yun ang manipulative.
Okay. Diba? Pero like, yun nga, I guess, is this the same as non-exclusive?
Non-commit.
Or like, kasi diba noon, like parang kunyari, nasa dating stage or getting to know stage nga kayo, sometimes like ako, tatanungin ko, oh, so exclusively dating na ba kayo? Kasi pag exclusively dating, nandun ako sa edge ng pagiging like, kayo na talaga.
Edging.
Diba?
Gags.
Iba yun. Iba yun. Ibang topic na lang yun. Char. Pero ano, diba? Parang andun na kayo sa rurok. I mean, malapit na dun sa
Yun nga, edging.
Ayun, malapit na kayo maging committed. Oo. So,
malapit.
Oo. Pero, yun, di ba? Although, yung iba, parang, hindi pa kami exclusive. So, parang, I know that, he or she is seeing someone else. And then, ako rin naman, sabi naman niya, like, parang okay lang din if may kitain ako na iba, ganyan. Yun din ba yun?
Part of the agreement.
Like, parang nagkaroon lang ng label ngayon na situationship.
Depende siya eh. Wala eh. No set rules or expectations dun sa dalawa.
Correct.
Bala kayo mag-define nun. So, it's parang it's a unique situation per ano, per couple na in a situationship. If yun yung relationship nyo, ano tawag yung sa isa't isa? Ka-situationship. Ganon?
Situation.
Uy, yung ka-situationship ko. Ah, weird.
Oo.
May situation partner. Alam mo?
Yun na lang. May situation partner.
Weird. Well, bala naman sila. I mean, kanya-kanya naman yan eh. Kung yun yung nag-work for the both of them. Edi G. Kasi malay mo, pareha sila hindi ready to commit. Like, pareha sila takot to trust pa. Or to finally parang lock themselves down. Yun talaga.
Lock.
With another person. Mm. Diba? Like parang magbigay ng word nila na okay, game ako. Paano kung hindi pa sila ready parehas? Like, may, yung isa may traumas pa na hini-heal, yung isa naman, takot pa siya mag-trust, whatever, kung ano man yun. So baka perfect yung situationship for them na parang they get to know each other more, parang they get to understand their similarities, their differences, or what they like, what they don't like. Parang mas nagiging friends sila, mas tumitibay siguro yung friendship nila slash relationship nila. Diba?
Pero friends with benefits sila. Kasi, may possibility na may sexual things na
meron,
nangyari.
Meron. Part yun. Part yun ng relationship nila. Like parang nakukuha nila yung benefits na yun. Like, yun nga. May intimacy, may sex night. May sexy time, may ganyan, may date nights, ganyan. Pero hindi sila committed fully. Mm, diba?
Mm-mm.
I mean, baka may nag-work siya sa iba.
I guess.
So, ano pinakaiba nito visa companionship?
Ano
malayo
nga ba? So, I think, so sabi din ng internet ba to?
Oh.
So, companionship is the state of being with someone who provides you with support, friendship, and love. It doesn't necessarily have to be romantic in nature.
So, mas maayos to.
Ito, I guess. I don't know. Kasi pwede rin namang, siguro sub for me, if you ask me.
Oh.
Maybe companionship is a subset. Subset? Ng relation, like any type of relationship. Like romantic man or friendship. Kasi, sige ano ba ang meaning? Ano ang definition ng companion?
Companion, someone present in in different moments, different stages of life. And then yun nga, sabi mo kanina, provides you support, friendship, and love.
Yun nga,
andun siya, present siya, 'di ba?
Oo, so I think like kunyari, I find companionship with you, V, as my friend.
Mm.
'Di ba? Mm. Like so it works then for like platonic relationships, I think.
Yeah, like, companionship. Sabi nga dito, it doesn't necessarily have to be romantic in nature. Eh. Like parang, tama ka, baka kadikit siya or parang add-on. Add-on siya ng friendship. Add-on din siya ng romantic relationships. Kasi diba, pwedeng in a romantic relationship ka, pero LDR kayo. Emotionally, you connect, like you talk sa FaceTime, nag-zoom kayo, ganyan. Pero yung companionship, not necessarily 100% na fulfill nung partner mo, naka-LDR mo.
Correct.
Kasi hindi siya present dun sa other moments na kailangan mo siya physically. Diba? Pero pwede rin naman pumasok dun yung support, yung friendship, yung love. But yun nga, may mga hindi lang ma-fulfill. Tama ba? So add-on siya.
Mm-mm-mm. I think so. Add-on nga yun sa any type of relationship. Oo nga, palit-ulit. Sige. Yeah, so, okay. So, V, how do you think this, like this comparison or like situationship and companionship applies in the context of being an LGBTQIA plus member? Like, different ba yun? Like, different ba yun? Like, different with a heterosexual relationship versus like a homosexual relationship?
Feeling ko iba kasi pag LGBTQIA plus eh. Yung, tapos ano, in a situationship sila or in a companionship relationship. Huh? Puro shit. Parang ano, parang, di ba, parang maraming LGBT, hindi ko generalize, pero may ano tayo eh, meron tayong different societal pressure na hindi lahat tayo pressured maging maikasal or magkaroon ng anak or magkaroon ng family, di ba? Tapos wala rin tayong kasal. Like, hindi siya possible for us. Like, for some, nagagawa nila ng paraan. Like, nakakapagpakasal sila abroad. Tapos, dun ma-honor yung kasal nila. Ganyan. So, medyo following the hetero. Hindi pala following. Medyo similar. Similar to the hetero ways of, ano, dealing or parang hetero relationship. Yun niya. Pero since tayong LGBT, wala namang ganong pressure or whatever. Pwede tayong mag-stick to situationships. Plus, added pa dito yung mga agreed sexual desires or preferences nung mga tao sa LGBT. Like, yun niya, hindi sila monogamous. So, meaning wala yung commitment. Wala yung pagiging stick to one. Ang luma ng term. Diba? Hindi. May mga iba na, okay, I'm telling you right now, I like you, I love you, I can love you, I want to date you, I want to be with you. But sexually, I can't be monogamous. Di ba may mga ganun na situation? They choose polyamorous relationship. Or, ano yung isa? May isa pa eh. Basta
open relationship?
Open relationship, di ba? So parang ganun din na parang, yes, we are kinda together. We are... yun sinabi mo, in between a committed relationship and friends with benefits, parang ganyan. So pwede yun, na nagiging in a situationship lang matagal ang isang LGBTQIA plus couple. Like, parang, ano talaga siya? It's an option for some. Additionally, may iba naman na kunyari exes sila or they are really good friends. Pwede rin nilang magamit yung companionship naman. The other, yung sinasabi mo, yung add-on. Kasi parang hindi siya, traditional na romantic relationship. Diba? Na magre-rely sila sa friends nila, sa family nila, ganyan. So ito, yung companionship nila, wala. Parang, kunyari, tayo ba? Hindi tayo eh. Magbigay ka nga ng kakilala natin na, si ano? Nagbigay
na.
Kunyari ako to Jello. Hi, Jello. Super close friends kami ni Jello. Like, pwede ko masabi na yung relationship namin, companionship. Parang ganun. Diba? At tayo rin naman. Like, diba? Through the years, simula college, ganyan. Diba? Parang I support you. I if meron kang new thing in life, ganyan, blah, blah, blah. Kasi wala, yun nga, parang hindi natin, parang sa LGBT context, may mga iba na umalis na ng family or parang hindi or na pag ang weird ng term, help me find a better term for this, V. Yung parang hindi most of us LGBT, hindi natin makasabay yung hetero friends natin dun sa life stage na nagpamilya, nag-anak. So mas most likely tayo ring mga LGBT yung hahanap ng companionship within our friends na same din natin. Na hindi rin married, hindi walang kids, ganun. Yun lang. Ikaw. Dami ko sinabi.
Okay lang naman yun. Nasabi mo na lahat eh. Charot. Oh. So, the question is it different in the context of LGBTQIA plus community?
Oo.
Kung sabi mo...
Ako yung sinabi ko, yes.
Oo nga. Sinabi mo na may difference. Kasi nga, agree naman ako dun na may ibang societal pressure sa mga heterosexuals. But also, marami na din kasi, di ba, Vina, unconventional and non-traditional heterosexuals. Like, yung mga tao na lang na gusto na child-free. Like, I have numerous friends who chose to be child-free.
Hindi, may mga child-free naman na in a committed relationship, di ba? O yun.
I guess wala lang pa ako nami-meet na this person chose to be to be single, I don't know, I'm sure meron din dyan na mga heterosexuals na hindi naniniwala sa marriage, di ba? Or hindi naniniwala sa commitment. So, committed relationships. I think meron pa rin dyan a few. So, I don't think magkakaroon ng difference. Baka lang, yun nga, tama ka na may lesser pressure, societal pressure sa LGBT. Kasi may iba po kaming societal issues na tinatahak. So, anyway. But yun, for me, I think it could be the same. It could be the same with heteronormative tama ba? Oo. People.
Tama.
Like, depende na yun sa tao. Like, kunyari, straight ka man or LGBT ka man, paano kung hindi mo naman talaga hinahanap na magkaroon ng commitment or romantic relationship?
Yeah.
So,
tama.
It can I think be it depends the same. On you. Oo.
Yeah. It can be the same, but I think mas open lang yung LGBTQIA+ people like us to express what we want. Like, ako, hindi, as an example lang to, I'm not saying na ako talaga to. Like, kunyari, someone can say na, I really can't commit because I like having multiple sexual partners. Parang ganun. Or, I really can't commit because emotionally, I can't connect to anyone. So, let's do this. Let's be in a dating kind of relationship. But I can't commit kasi hindi, wala sa level na yon yung kaya kong ibigay. Parang ganun.
Correct.
So may pros and cons ba ang situationships and companionships? Ano kaya ang pros and cons ng situationships? Ships.
I guess, no. Like parang, if you're someone nga na not actively looking for a committed relationship, romantic relationship, may pros dyan sa situationships. So, like, yun nga sinabi mo, di ba? Low pressure. Low pressure area. Bagyo ba
yun? Low pressure area.
May LPA. Low pressure. And, yun. It could work for you na casual lang yung relationship. And it will allow you to explore your sexuality without making a long-term commitment. And also, situationships can be a great way to meet new people and make friends. Diba?
Yes.
And I think...
Totoo naman.
Oo, so... So I think...
Totoo naman. Sorry.
Tangina, hindi po siya nagpo-focus. Baka may ka-situationship na siya.
Gago.
Gusto ko yung nagsasalita ako dito. Tapos nun, hindi siya nakikinig. Anyway.
Pag-arap ko sa camera, guys. So, nagsa-explain to si Jen. Sabi niya, ano, pros of situationship, blah, blah, blah. Gito sa ako, nagtitext ako, di ba? Pag-arap ko sa camera, naka-fuck you na siya.
Buiset. Ayan. Yan po ang
sige,
mga ayaw ng commitment. Charot. Anyway, so...
Sige. Yun din, narinig ko naman yung sinabi mo. Like yung mga low pressure area, ganyan.
Kanino pa yun
Maalaw ka to explore your sexuality without making a long-term commitment.
Yun.
Nag-agree naman ako sa'yo.
Okay.
Hindi ko lang maintindihan yung ano, parang how situationships can be a great way to meet new people and make friends. Like, expound.
I guess kasi, like, ano kayo, like, non-exclusive. So, kunyari, meron kang you met someone in a bar or anywhere else na merong merong naging connection kayo. Parang hindi ka mag-hesitate na i-follow through yung connection na yun. Kasi you know na you're not committed to anyone. Like you're just in a situationship. Actually, no, parang na-realize ko lang din. Iba-iba pala yung rules. Iba-iba pala yung rules depending dun sa ano two people involved. Like pwede kasi nasabi na situationship tayo pero bawal kayang kumausap. Ay, bawal ka mag-entertain ng iba. I don't know if
yeah.
Ewan ko, bakit ba kasi kayo ganyan? Bakit ba kasi kayo ganyan?
Hindi na yung situationship. Committed relationship na yun if babawalan mo yung isa na mag-meet ng new people. Diba?
So, walang bawal-bawal, no? Ah. Or like, oo. I don't know. Sige. Anyway.
So, with that, V, ano yung cons? Ano yung kadikit na cons nun? Hindi ba parang part yun ng cons ng situationship?
Yun. Ayun na nga, no? So, kung ano yung nasabi ko, parang confusing nga siya. I think yun true. Yung isa sa mga disadvantage ng situationship. Kasi, paano kung, like, fully na-develop ka na dun sa person na yun, di ba? Fully
na-develop. Ang luma nung
camera ba yan? Film.
Yeah. Totoo naman.
Paano kung actually...
In Gen Z, ano, term V.
Ano?
Lesson lang, quick lesson. In Gen Z's term, you caught feelings. Ganyan,
yeah.
Catching feelings.
Oo nga. Fine. Hindi pwedeng develop. Anyway, yun. So, I think, di ba, parang hindi naman unnatural ang ma-develop. Fine. Ang makakatch ng feelings. Diba? Kasi tao lang naman tayo eh. Oo. So yeah. It could be confusing and emotionally draining. Na true. Yun nga, parang that could lead to like feeling of insecurity or jealousy. Kasi nga, paano kung kunyari itong ka-situationship mo, meron na ngang nakakonect na iba, tapos nun ayaw mo pala pero hindi mo masabi kasi ang napag-usapan ang contract ang terms yung ay
tama.
Ang terms yung ay walang selosana or whatever shit
hindi tayo committed again.
And so I think like it could be difficult to end or it could be difficult to get out of yung situationship lalo na kunyari kung nung simula, aligned kayo na situationship tayo. Pero, actually, alam mo kung ano yung perfect dito? Si 500 Days of Summer. Diba?
Tama, diba?
Oh, 500 Days of Summer. As in, yun. Ayan, Gen
committed.
Z. Bago pa yung situationship na yan, meron ng 500 Days of Summer. Ayun. Yeah. So, I think yun. It could be difficult to end or it could be difficult to get out of. Kaya alam niyo guys, hindi talaga ako for situationship. Kung itatanungin niyo ako.
Oo. Unless, yun niya, parang you use that as a stage for you to get to know each other. Diba? Working towards being in a committed relationship.
Eh di wag niyo nang tawagin situationship.
Dating na. Exclusively dating na.
Oh, exclusively dating.
Ay, kanya-kanya yan, V. Hayaan natin sila.
Fine. Kayo na bahala.
Oh. Sa companionship naman, ito yung mga pros na I think. Parang pag in a companionship ka, hindi naman sa mas pro tayo. Kasi iba-iba naman yan eh. Parang yung situationship mas sa sexual partner siya, di ba? Yung companionship pwedeng kahit kanino eh. Di ba? Parang yung pros nun, it can provide you with a sense of security and belonging. As opposed to, pag sa situationship, yung pagiging vague nung ano nyo, nung relationship nyo, nung pagiging walang set nung boundaries nyo, can lead to insecurities and jealousy, ganyan. Sa companionship naman, it will give you a sense of security and belonging. Diba? Kasi parang it will help you to feel less alone. May someone nagki-care, ganyan. Although, hindi mo na kukuha dun yung sexual urges. hindi nakakamot yung mga ganun. Pero, mas emotionally, parang andun yung understanding na, hindi ka mag-isa. May someone na nagki-care sa'yo, may someone na nagsusupport sa'yo in different moments in your life. And additionally, companionship can be a source of great joy and support. Yun nga eh. Yun yung pros nun. But, yung cons naman of companionship include the fact that it can be difficult to find someone who is truly compatible with you. Kasi parang it doesn't necessarily that you are settling or parang you're just okay with this. Kasi sabi nga ni Jen, as mentioned by Jen kanina, it's an add-on lang yung companionship. Diba? So parang investing in that companionship or parang putting all your eggs in that basket. Ang hirap lang na parang hindi siya yung magiging someone na magiging jowa mo, 'di ba? Parang ganoon. And magiging challenging siya to maintain a close friendship over time with that person or with another person. I don't know. Basta. And yun nga, companionship can sometimes be taken for granted. Like, kunyari, parang besties, ganyan-ganyan. Parang, paano kung one way lang siya, yung companionship na yun. Yung isa mas ma-support, yung isa mas ma-care, yung isa mas, ako nga, oh, andito ako para. Pero, feeling ko part yun, V, nung companionship. Like, no expectations din.
Yeah.
From one to another, no?
Yeah.
Hindi kailangan maging same ng efforts.
Okay, okay. So, anong mas gusto natin? Charot, wala namang ganun. Oo. So, final thoughts. Ako, I think, based on my personality and based on my agenda, siguro, or something, di ba? Like, sinabi ko na nga kanina, parang, for me, mas dun ako sa black or white. So, I think, ano, kaya hindi ako agree dun sa gray area. Pero siguro ang masasabi ko na lang dun sa mga taong nasa situationship ngayon or they think that they're in a situationship, ano, basta guard yourself.
Tama naman. Totoo naman yun. Maganda naman yun na.
Oo. So ano lang din, kung ikaw...
Be cautious pa rin.
Oo, no? Be cautious pa rin. Kung ikaw yung person dyan sa situationship na yan na... kunyari, feeling mo... I think be cautious and be sensitive also. Ah, ito. Mm-mm. I think kailangan pa rin may checkpoints. I think kahit anong relationship naman, no, may checkpoints. Parang ask your ka-situationship kung okay ka pa ba sa situation na ito. Parang mag-ano lang din kayo. And I guess isa sa mga terms na isama nyo sa terms nyo is be honest. Parang be honest, be transparent na parang, uy, it's not working for me anymore. Like, I want something more. And if you're still not there yet, parang I think it would be best. Wow! Nagsabi na lang. I think it would be best.
It would be best to end this.
Oo, end this. Like, pero
I know, hindi ko kaya yan gawin eh.
I know it could be difficult for some, diba? Pero siguro kung ikaw
true
yung
ako.
Mas ano, oh, diba? I'm sure nga, diba? Kasi parati kasi tayo ding we're drawn to like panandali ang saya. Wow!
Like fake listen, highs and cheap thrills.
Or like instant gratification, di ba? Parang, it works for me now eh. Bahala na yung future self ko.
Fuck! Oh, di ba? Ako yan na.
Ayun. So, ayun na nga. So, I guess like...
Problema na ni Arjan next month.
Yeah, oo. Good luck Arjan next month. Ganon. Good luck Arjan September. Ganon. So, yun. So, I guess, yun lang. Like, guard yourself nga. Kung
be
nasa... kung nasa situationship man kayo. Kasi... At the end of the day, we want to be nice and kind people, right? So, kunyari, yun. And again, checkpoints. Yun lang, sige, ikaw na nga, V. Pinasa.
Wala, simple lang yun sa akin. Simple lang yun sa akin. To anyone na nandito or parang papunta dito sa situationship.
To anyone, aluma.
To
anyone to like anyway
to anyway ayun to anyone na papasok sa situationship nga I'm not saying na mas gusto ko yung companionship or whatever ganyan it's really important kaya nga it's really important to make yourself whole and not fully heal whole. Whole.
Sorry,
whole?
I'll go. Whole, make yeah, yourself tama. Whole. Oo.
Hindi butas, like buo. Whole.
Oo nga. Ganun pa din. Okay. Hindi naman double O. Whole.
Okay.
Anyway.
Sorry. Nag-align kasi yung lower joke ko. Ang hirap magsa. Anyway, nag-explain.
Oo.
Ayun niya. Parang it's really important na buuhin mo yung sarili mo. Ayan, tinagalog ko na lang. Buuhin mo yung sarili mo. Para you really know what you want. Or... yun yung alamin mo talaga kung ano yung gusto mo. Kasi if sa situationship, papayag ka with that setup to someone, with someone na you think na pwede mag-progress into a committed relationship, tapos yun pala siya, hindi niya yun gusto, magiging complicated lahat. Di ba? Like, para it's really important to know what you want. If, in that solitude, you being alone, you being buo again in that journey, naisip mo na okay lang sa'yo na maging in a situationship and yun talaga yung gusto mo, then go. Pero if hindi ka 100%, hindi ka fuck yes na G ako maging in a situationship, then don't. Sabi nga ni Bimby, don't. Like, alamin mo lang talaga kung ano yung gusto mo. And wag tayong pumayag lang sa kung ano yung gusto ng ibang tao.
Yes.
Just because we are afraid to be alone or we are afraid na mawala, na wala tayong someone na makakashare with.
Oo. Actually,
alamin lang natin kung ano yung gusto natin.
Actually, sinabi mo, V, ano, parang it works also sa mga, ano ah, nasa committed relationships. Like yung, hindi lang sa dapat yung gusto doon ng partner mo. Hindi lang yung gusto ng partner mo. Dapat, ano rin, sabihin mo din kung anong gusto mo. Gusto ko ng Jollibee. Yeah. Charot. Pero yun, I think,
Jollibee.
And
paano
tayo pero
napunta sa Jollibee?
Hindi ko alam. But, and siguro like one thought dun sa companionship. Whoever you have a companionship relationship with, ano din, like make sure lang din siguro na, diba nga, any relationship, dapat it's a two-way street. So yun din, like if your friend or if your ka-companionship like show support sa ganito, ganyan, make sure that you make an effort then to express your support and friendship ganito. Or whatever. Diba? So yun lang naman.
Oh, yun na yun. Sige na. Thank you so much for making time for a kwentuhan session with us, mga ka-V-Pods. Kahit kami dalawa lang yung nagsasalita. It's a kwentuhan session. Thank you for listening to our kwentuhan. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to our listeners, don't forget to follow us on Spotify and like and rate us 5 stars on Spotify. And please follow us on our Instagram and Facebook accounts kahit hindi na namin na-update. Update ko na. Sorry. Sinend na sa akin yung iyong mga banners.
True.
Uh-oh. At saka
thank
siguro,
you for finishing.
Thank you.
Thank you for finishing.
Tangina ka naman eh. Pumunta pa lang ako dun eh.
Sorry.
Bakit ka naman madali?
Sorry.
Thank you for finishing this episode.
Oo. Sige, next week ulit. Maraming salamat. Bye.